Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of Mormon Channel's Q&A, Questions and Answers. You provide the questions, we provide the answers. You can always reach us by email at radio@ldschurch.org. You can also log on to our website at radio.lds.org. We received an email that said, quote, "Can everyone in the world receive answers to prayers?" Close quote. That's a great question. President Harold B. Lee, a Latter-day Prophet, taught how answers to prayers can be given to any individual. He said, quote, "The sincere prayer of the righteous heart opens to any individual the door to divine wisdom and strength in that for which he righteously seeks," close quote. All who sincerely seek God in prayer are entitled to his grace. As the Apostle Paul taught, God is no respecter of persons. That from Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Paul also emphasized how this applies to prayer or calling upon God. "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." That from Romans chapter 10, verse 12. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf said, quote, "One of the greatest blessings and privileges and opportunities we have as children of our Heavenly Father is that we communicate with him. We can speak to him of our life experiences, trials, and blessings. We can listen for and receive celestial guidance from the Holy Spirit. We can offer our petitions to heaven and receive an assurance that our prayers have been heard and that he will answer them as a loving and wise Father," close quote. There is a promise given in Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 21, that states, "And when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated." When we seek for a blessing through prayer, regardless of our church membership, we are entitled to that answer when we qualify through asking God and obeying his predicated laws. That according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Furthermore, each individual who has been born to this earth has been given a gift at birth. That gift is the blessing of the light of Christ. This light of Christ can guide all individuals who seek sincerely and obediently for an answer to prayer. This medium of light can, has, and does continually open the minds of all of our brothers and sisters across the world. The light of Christ, however, is different than the gift of the Holy Ghost. Elder James E. Faust in the April 1989 General Conference talks about the light of Christ.
I wish to testify that by the power and gift of the Holy Ghost, we can know what to do and what not to do to bring happiness and peace to our lives. Hildegrand Richards stated, "It must be understood that the Holy Ghost is the medium through whom God, his Son, and his Son, Jesus Christ, communicate with men and women upon the earth. All men are enlightened by the Spirit of God or the light of Christ, sometimes called conscience." Job stated, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. This is the Spirit of God emanating from deity. This power of God is the means by which, as President Joseph F. Smith stated, every man is enlightened, the wicked as well as the good, the intelligent and the ignorant, the high and the low, each according with his capacity to receive light." Close quote. The gift of the Holy Ghost, however, in distinction from the Spirit of God, does not come to all men and women. The ministrations of the Holy Ghost are, however, limited without receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. The prophet Joseph Smith taught, "There is a difference between the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost." Many outside the church have received revelation from the Holy Ghost, convincing them of the truth of the gospel. Cornelius, as well as many in attendance on the day of Pentecost, received the Holy Ghost before baptism. It is through this power that seekers after truth acquire a testimony of the Book of Mormon and the principles of the gospel. The gift of the Holy Ghost comes after repentance and becoming worthy. It is received after baptism by the laying on of hands by those who have authority. On the day of Pentecost, Peter answered those who had previously been touched spiritually by the Holy Ghost, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Those possessing the gift of the Holy Ghost can come to a greater light and testimony. The Holy Ghost bears witness of the truth and impresses upon the soul the reality of God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ so deeply that no earthly power or authority can separate him from that knowledge.
That's Elder James E. Faust. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A at radio.lds.org. That's our homepage. Feel free to check that out. If you have a question or a comment, or you'd just like to suggest a topic for the Mormon Channel's Q&A, you can reach us by sending us an email. Our address is radio@ldschurch.org. We're talking about receiving answers to prayers. All honest seekers of the truth can feel the influence of the Holy Ghost, leading them to Jesus Christ and His gospel. However, the fullness of the blessings given through the Holy Ghost are available only to those who receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and remain worthy. After a person is baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one or more Melchizedek priesthood holders lay their hands on the person's head and in a sacred priesthood ordinance confirm him or her a member of the Church. As a part of this ordinance, called confirmation, the person is given the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of the Holy Ghost is different from the influence of the Holy Ghost. Before baptism, a person can feel the influence of the Holy Ghost and from time to time and through that influence can receive a testimony of the truth. After receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, a person has the right to the constant companionship of that member of the Godhead if he or she keeps the commandments. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin in the April 2003 General Conference talks about the gift of the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, a separate and distinct member of the Godhead. He is a witness or testator of the power of God, the divinity of Christ, and the truth of the restored gospel. Many throughout history in all nations have sought diligently to commune with the heavens and gain the light of gospel truth. They have felt this influence of the Holy Ghost confirm the truth of the gospel. The prophet Joseph Smith explained, "There is a difference between the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before he was baptized, which was the convincing power of God unto him of the truth of the gospel. But he could not receive the gift of the Holy Ghost until after he was baptized, had he not taken this ordinance upon him, the Holy Ghost, which convinced him of the truth of God, would have left him. The gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the right to receive the Holy Ghost as a constant companion, is obtained only upon condition of faith in Christ, repentance, baptism by immersion, and the laying on of hands by authorized servants endowed with the Melchizedek priesthood. It is a most precious gift, available only to worthy members of the Lord's Church. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord calls the gift of the Holy Ghost the unspeakable gift. It is the source of testimony and spiritual gifts. It enlightens minds, fills our souls with joy, teaches us all things, and brings forgotten knowledge to our remembrance. The Holy Ghost also will show unto us all things what we should do." President James E. Faust added that the gift of the Holy Ghost is the greatest guarantor of inward peace in our unstable world, close quote. President Gordon B. Hinckley taught how great a blessing it is to have the ministering influence of a member of the Godhead, close quote. Think of what this means, the ability and the right to receive the ministrations of a member of the Godhead, to commune with infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite power.
That's Elder Joseph B. Worthlin. You're listening to the Mormon Channel at radio.lds.org. Today we're talking about Answers to Prayers. Elder Spencer G. Conde wrote about living by the light of Christ in the December 2008 Ensigns, saying, quote, "It would not be equitable for some people on earth to learn how to judge between good and evil while others are denied this opportunity." Mormon declares the profound doctrine that, quote, "The Spirit of Christ is given to every man that he may know good from evil. Wherefore, I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore, ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God." Close quote. That from Moroni chapter 7, verse 16. Modern scripture provides enlightenment regarding the light of Christ. "He that ascendeth up on high, as also he descended below all things, in that he comprehended all things, that he might be in all and through all things the light of truth. Which truth shineth? This is the light of Christ. As also he is in the Son, and the light of the Son, and the power thereof by which it was made. And the light which shineth, which giveth you light, is through him who enlighteneth your eyes, which is the same light that quickeneth your understanding, which light proceedeth forth from the presence of God to fill the immensity of space. The light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things." Close quote. That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 6 through 13. Elder Dallin H. Oaks in the October 1996 General Conference talks about the difference between the gift of the Holy Ghost and the light of Christ.
The gift of the Holy Ghost is so important to our faith that a prophet gave it unique emphasis in a conversation with the President of the United States. Joseph Smith had journeyed to Washington to seek help in recovering compensation for injuries and losses the saints had suffered in the Missouri persecutions. In his meeting with the president, Joseph was asked how this church differed from the other religions of the day. The prophet replied that we differed in mode of baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. He later explained that this answer was given because all other considerations were contained in the gift of the Holy Ghost. In highlighting the gift of the Holy Ghost as a distinguishing characteristic of our faith, we need to understand the important differences between the light of Christ, a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. The light of Christ, which is sometimes called the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of God, giveth light to every man that cometh into the world. This is the light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things. The prophet Mormon taught that the Spirit of Christ is given to every man that he may know good from evil. President Lorenzo Snow spoke of this light when he said, "Everybody has the Spirit of God." The light of Christ enlightens and gives understanding to all men. In contrast, a manifestation of the Holy Ghost is more focused. This manifestation is given to acquaint sincere seekers with the truth about the Lord and His gospel. For example, the prophet Moroni promises that when we study the Book of Mormon and seek to know whether it is true, sincerely and with real intent, God will manifest the truth of it unto us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni also records this promise from the risen Lord, "He that believeth these things which I have spoken, him will I visit with the manifestations of my Spirit, and he shall know and bear record. For because of my Spirit he shall know that these things are true." These manifestations are available to everyone. The Book of Mormon declares that the Savior manifesteth himself unto all those who believe in him by the power of the Holy Ghost, yea, unto every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. To repeat, the light of Christ is given to all men and women that they may know good from evil. Manifestations of the Holy Ghost are given to lead sincere seekers to gospel truths that will persuade them to repentance and baptism. The gift of the Holy Ghost is more comprehensive. The prophet Joseph Smith explained, "There is a difference between the Holy Ghost and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius received the Holy Ghost before he was baptized, which was the convincing power of God unto him of the truth of the gospel. But he could not receive the gift of the Holy Ghost until after he was baptized. Had he not taken this sign or ordinance upon him, the Holy Ghost, which convinced him of the truth of God, would have left him." The gift of the Holy Ghost includes the right to constant companionship, that we may always have His Spirit to be with us.
That's Elder Dallin H. Oaks. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. We're talking about answers to prayers. In conclusion, after considering the difference between the light of Christ and the gift of the Holy Ghost, one aspect of having our prayers answered that President Spencer W. Kimball spoke of, being a prophet not only for church members, but for this world, applies to all of Heavenly Father's children who qualify in service. He said, quote, "God does notice us, and He watches over us, but it is usually through another mortal that He meets our needs. Therefore, it is vital that we serve each other," close quote. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A. If you have a question or a comment for the Mormon Channel, or maybe you'd like to suggest a topic for us, please send us an email at radio@ldschurch.org. Thanks so much for listening to The Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to The Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.